You are listening to the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Lucid Life Vibes on X, YouTube, and Patreon. Come join the conversations over on X. X for everything. I believe X is the future of social media. YouTube for ultimate relaxation at Lucid Life Vibes, guided meditations, relaxations, sleep, dream, astral travel, guiding you into the gateway of you, inviting you to join me on Patreon, the deeper dives into these podcasts with the half cast. There's a free to follow on Patreon with daily posts and inspiration, empowerment for you. There's also the 1111 membership portal on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes for the half cast, the deeper dives into these podcasts. Come join me over on X, YouTube, and Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes. Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal. We are opening this portal wide as we discuss portals. It's about time. The intro to all of the podcast, and the podcast began in October of 2022, so that's 10/2022, and that was the same time that Elon Musk purchased Twitter for $44 billion, and he way overpaid, but he freed Twitter and renamed it X for everything. X marks the spot, knowing what is wanted. And it's interesting because when we discuss portals, I almost feel like the portal is also that X marking the spot of what is wanted and opening the portal to everything. And it's interesting because I talked about October is when I first started podcasting and opening these portals. So my podcast is the Lucid Live Vibes portal. My intro is now entering the Lucid Live Vibes portal. Every time I podcast, I create any kind of videos, energy, content for you, I'm opening a portal. Every time I go live, I'm opening a portal. It's this window, this gate, this doorway. I open portals every day. I feel like all day long. And what's interesting is we talked about, I started podcasting in October. And October starts with an O. And October is the 10th month. There's a 010. And my birthday equals 37, which equals 10, life path 10. Now, I did become a life path 11 along the way in the year 2000. However, I was born the 10, and that's what resonates with me, the 10. The 0 is the magnifier. It's the 0 point. It's the portal. It's the opening. It's the doorway. It's the gateway. And I also see this O, this is 0, the circle, maybe even the oval. And rectangles, squares, any shapes can also be portals. However, when we talk about these orbs, circles, but also your Merkaba, your light body, the electromagnetic you, the gateway view opens as this portal as well. That is this circle, this oval. So when we think about opening portals, it's interesting when we look at the zero, the circle, the oval. And then when we go further into the shapes, the sacred geometry, portals are everywhere. So the definition of portals, and I put it over on Patreon for all of you. It's a public post, free for anybody that has the Patreon app. And I also brought forward a few other definitions, which we'll get to. The definition of a portal is this opening, this doorway, a gate. And it's interesting because the idea of a portal is used with technology and online, the WWW, the World Wide Web. It's a portal. This entrance. So the entrance, the doorway, the gate, the opening, the portal. So it's an opening, a gate. If you think about the zero point, zeroing in on what is wanted, this full circle, completeness, wholeness, you can get a sense for this energy around portals. So if you think about your pineal gland, right in the center of your brain, that has crystals, your pineal gland opens this portal of the mind, your intuition, your psychic abilities, this inner knowing, but it also connects you with the universe. So the pineal gland is what allows for remote viewing, astral projection, astral travel. Again, when we're firing up that gamma brainwave state of mind, so theta brainwave relaxation into the gamma, which is this magical brainwave state of mind where there's so much happening, and so much is happening in parts of the brain that normally are not active. And then delta brainwave is sleep. And we also know when we're sleeping in the delta, our body is healing. The cells are rejuvenating. So a lot is happening in the body while we're sleeping. Just like while we're sleeping, the earth is still spinning and moving, and the galaxy is still moving throughout the universe. So no matter what we're doing in this time and space on planet Earth, things are still moving, evolving, becoming the spiral, the nine, the fractal infinity. It's really the eight and the nine, right? The flow, the infinite, the always moving. So even when we're talking about like a supernova, which there's a supernova that is going to be visible from planet Earth anytime now through September of the year 2024. It happens every 80 years. And back in 1973, we had one of our longest total eclipse experiences. The totality was 7 minutes in 1973. And we'll have a solar eclipse here on April 8th of 2024 coming up soon. And that is just going to be over 5 minutes of totality. Lunar and solar eclipse also happen within 2 weeks of one another. And so when we talk about this idea of a supernova and the one that we're going to be able to experience or see from Earth, and we'll be able to see it for quite a while, I believe a few weeks, it will be visible in the sky. And what happens with this supernova is this gorgeous energy exchange where it's this dance of star and sun in this transfer of energy through movement and the spiral and the circle. It's beautiful. And it makes me think of the infinity symbol and infinity. So some things are spiraling, circling, that infinity, right? The eight, the fractal patterns. There's movement. So the abundance of the universe is movement. Even when we're not feeling the movement is still there. Again, sleep is just the best analogy for that. Because our body, it's miraculous what happens when you sleep. I cannot emphasize enough how beneficial relaxation and sleep is. It's so beneficial, and not just for children, for adults. And knowing how much sleep is best for you, I think it's personal, everything, it's not a one size fits all. So the amount of sleep you need, it's going to be different for everyone and depending on how you feel. I think sleep is so beneficial. It's so good for you. And again, a lot of people talk about not dreaming or remembering dreams, but you daydream. A lot of daydreams, if not all daydreams, I believe, are remembering dreams or being inspired from dreams. Daydreams are so powerful. And I believe that daydreams are portals, just like our dreams are portals. So what is this idea of a portal? For me, it's all about time and space. Everything is time and space. Time and space is torsion. It's a fabric. So if we can see that nature is the universe manifested, and we are all the universe manifested, being nature and humans, all life is life force energy. It's creation energy. And we can just keep it really simple. Let's kiss ourselves, keep it simple. A lot of people talk about how we're beyond time and space. Well, yes, we can talk about time and space. We can talk about time travel. We can talk about space travel. We can talk about dimensions. The conversations there are endless. This is why we open these portals in the podcast, to have these conversations. And I love hearing from you so that I know what you want to discuss next, because the topics are endless and they're exciting. For me, this is feasting. I love these conversations. So this idea of being beyond time and space, yes. But when we're on Earth and having this human experience, we are in time and space. There is time and space. Can we go beyond that? Yes, we can. I believe that zero point is beyond time and space, where we can go to heal, where we can go to transmute and let go, but we can also go to manifest and create in the zero point, where it's all white. There's no darkness, no shadows. It's infinite space where you create. And that's beyond time and space, almost like you could just halt time, just freeze time and go into zero point. And that's what it feels like when I go to zero point, and when I guide others into zero point, it happens so fast and they come back. It's like no time has been lost on Earth, but they've been gone for a while and so much has occurred. So I know when we step into zero point, it's a portal that's beyond time and space. And what can happen there can feel like a lifetime of learning and healing and expansion and manifestation. And it happens in moments. I want to invite you to feel for time and space, because that is what the portal is about. You're opening portals of time and space. There are portals everywhere. There are portals on planet Earth. There are portals throughout the universe. So if portals are doorways, a gate, an entrance, what is it, a gate, an entrance, an opening to? Is it time? Past, present, future? Is it space? Another place? Is it the portal of the mind, the body? If the three pillars of the human experience is mental, emotional, and physical, don't you think there would be mental, emotional, and physical portals? The body, the mind, is this ultimate portal, opening the portal of your mind. So the heart for me is this magnet. It's the essence of you, opening the doorway, the essence of you through your heart. So you can open this portal of the mind and connect it to that magnetic compass that is the heart. And when you're really attuned to your heart and that positive, negative, that, again, the magnetic compass of the heart is that navigational system. And the heart can pull you towards different portals, different openings. So are there connections with the heart and portals? Absolutely. However, I feel like the mind is the portal. The hands can absolutely open portals. And I believe the hands can also be wormholes. So your gut instinct, the inner child, is there a portal there within the body, the gut, into this inner child? Absolutely. A lot of this portal into the gut, the belly, the inner child, the gut instinct is also around time, past, present, future, and all those ages of you, right? You in the past, present, and future. So the portal to accessing those ages, you and at different points in time through the belly, the gut. So let's go back to the hands, talking about the hands being these portals and wormhole. The sun for me is a portal. I believe that when you travel through the universe, you travel through the suns. The suns are the portals and they connect the wormholes. So I believe the sun kind of opens us to these wormholes that are a super highway where time and space is not an issue with traveling throughout the universe. So how do we move from solar system to solar system, galaxy to galaxy? I believe through the suns. There's a lot of activity on the sun. You can see so much coming and going. You can see when the sun opens. And when we talk about the sun, I don't understand the fear around the sun because the sun is a life force energy. I believe Archangel Metatron is this gateway of energy that really brings and holds the vibration from life force energy, creation energy through the sun to earth. Now, Metatron is a name given to this gateway of energy. Are there angels that are light beings, that are angelic beings with names? Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if they take on the names that we have given them. I don't know about that, right? But there absolutely are. I believe that we are seeing the electromagnetic current of energy in these light beings, and it looks like wings. I believe it's the Merkaba, the light body, their timeless spaceship, and it just looks like wings and hovering kind of like a bee or a hummingbird or a hummingbird moth, very fast-moving, fluttering wings. And I want to say bees, they levitate. Something magical is going on with the bee wings. I love bees. And those of you that know me in these podcasts, you've heard me say that bees don't waste their time explaining to flies why honey tastes better than shit. It's one of my favorite quotes. I don't even know who said it. It's brilliant. Who are the flies? The flies are the unaware. feasting on the shit, entertained, distracted, right? The sweet honeybees migrating to the hives and creating the sweet honey, the healing elixir of honey. And when we talk about the energy, the gateways of energy, I do not feel that Archangel Metatron is a single being, like an angelic being that you would see with this Merkaba or the wings. I believe the Archangel energy is a gateway of energy, a portal of energy. But for me, it's more of a wormhole. So if you look at the definition of a wormhole and you actually look at an image of a wormhole, and I have this for you over on the Patreon app as a public post. It's free, so you just need the Patreon app and follow me at Lucid Life Vibes. You can see that a wormhole, it has two openings. It's like a tunnel. It's bridging time and space. So if you look at this idea of opening a portal on one side and then opening a portal on another side, those are the doorways, the gate, the entrance, either entering or exiting. And then there's this wormhole between them. So I believe portals and wormholes. So there are also stargates. So can a portal be a stargate? Yes. And I believe that's a different conversation than a wormhole. And again, we're going to kiss ourselves and keep it simple here. So I believe the sun opens as a portal to other suns, and there are wormholes between these suns, which are portals to travel. So I believe that the Sirius sun is the higher vibrational sun to our sun, and you can easily travel. So a lot of people talk about this Lionsgate portal 8-8 in August of every year, the 8th month. A lot of people talk about this Lionsgate 8-8 portal that opens with Sirius to the Sirius sun. So there are different known portals that people believe open. So do portals open? Yes. Are there portals on Earth that open? Yes. Is the sun a portal? Yes. I do not believe the moon is a portal. And I do believe many people want me to do a podcast on the sun and moon, and I'd love to do that. I can't even tell you what I think the moon is quite yet. I've been onto the moon for decades now, decades. And right as I come close to deciding, okay, this is what the moon is, something new comes across and I go, okay, hold on. The moon to me is not a portal at all. It's not even like the sun, totally different than the sun. And I'm not going to define the moon. We can have another podcast for that, or I'd love to hear from you about that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the moon. I will say this, the moon does have an effect of the tides and the water on the earth and in our bodies. I mean, our bodies in the earth, 70% water. And the moon has an effect on that. And when there's a full moon, there's this illumination. People act cray-cray, right? Like the wolves are coming out. The werewolves are coming out. People flip. And it's the illumination. Everything's become illuminated. So is something powerful happening with the moon? Yes. And also the iron core of the earth. It's an iron crystalline core to the earth. That is attached to the moon. The center of the earth, the core of the earth. Absolutely. However, I do not believe that the moon is a portal, but I do believe the sun is a portal. But I believe the sun is a portal as in it's an actual doorway that opens wormholes to travel time and space, to go throughout the universe. So I know when we have the technology to travel the universe, we could travel through the sun. So the sun, again, being that doorway. So now let's talk about the hands. Let's go back. I believe the hands are like the sun. The hands open these portals that are wormholes that can be used for creating healing. For example, when I guide meditations and invite you to open the top of your head and bring in your highest light, your higher self, the spirit you, life force energy, your starlight, we light up your light body. We ignite the diamond white light of your heart. You can feel this mentally, emotionally, and physically, all the layers, this alignment, attunement to your highest self, your highest light, you as life force energy, creation energy. And I guide you into opening to the colors, the frequency, the flow of you, your natural high vibration by releasing and letting go and breathing. It's super simple and it's fast. It's innate for you. I'm just guiding you into what you already know for yourself. So it feels good. And when you do this, you feel that electromagnetic current moving in and through you. You feel this life force energy moving through you. Many people feel the energy in their hands and their feet. And when it comes to the hands, you can also pull in this life force energy, feel it as gold lightning or gold light right in through the top of your head. And you can pull in and harness all of this life force energy for manifesting, for healing, for good, for positive, for wanted, for enlightenment, joy, happiness, love, the highest vibrations. And so I believe our hands can be these wormholes of channeling life force energy and channeling creation energy. And that's why miraculous healing can occur. It's not us physically. We are just the antenna, the channel, allowing it to flow in and through. So this is how I'm able to heal and channel without picking up. So a lot of people, especially in the past, in the 60s and 70s, when they were channeling or healing, they would pick up whatever the disease was. They would pick it up, the healer or the channeler. And a lot of people that were channeling, it would break down their body. You can research. It's really interesting. And when I channel, when I do readings, when I go live, when I do these podcasts or create energy videos, I actually am energized. When I do an energy healing or do a healing, a physical healing in person, if I lay hands for healing, I don't pick up anything. I don't feel anything. All I'm doing is moving the life force energy. And again, it's like my hands are portals that open, and it's this wormhole or stargate that's piping in the energy. Now, I connect with my higher self, star family, life force energy, creation energy, the higher dimensions, and I'm all about healing and manifesting for what is wanted on an individual one-on-one level. So I am not into collective energy. I'm into the me, myself, and I am that I am, the individual experience. When you can feel the individual experience, you can feel for how your life force energy, your creation energy, and there from that point, you can feel the oneness, but the oneness feels more of a web of light where we light ourselves up and then there's this connection through the light as we shine bright. And then that web can wrap around and lift up and be the hands together. When there's collective energy, it's this shared energy of all of it. And I'm having my own human experience. I am experiencing planet Earth with all my fellow humans. Absolutely. It is a shared experience. We are co-creating. It's a cooperation here. Absolutely. But there's not always the oneness when there's different vibrations and there's different bubbles, right? We just had the bubble podcast. And if you haven't heard the last podcast, go give that a listen. The half cast was amazing for that. So many people resonated with the bubble podcast. And that's what we're talking about here, is that we all have this individual bubble, our own mental, emotional, physical. And not everybody's the same vibration, the same wavelength, the same page. And that's okay. Not everybody wants to have the same conversation. Not everybody's into the same thing. That's what makes life so beautiful. That's the beauty of creation energy, is the creativity. It's not a one size fits all. So when we talk about your individual bubble, and then we talk about this creative energy, forcing your bubble into a a bubble, right, of other people is really what collective energy is about. People being in a collective of energy, it means that you're merging your bubble with other bubbles. Now, one of the best examples that somebody shared with me, this was huge, is the neighborhood. I love this. The neighborhood. It reminds me of Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, right? Being in a neighborhood, that's the jam. That's the vibe. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, when you're in a neighborhood, you've got your own bubble. You got your own bubble self. You got your own bubble house. And then you got your neighborhood when you walk outside of your house. I'm down with this idea of neighborhood over collective. Because when you're in a collective, what that is saying is that you don't have your individual bubble, and you don't even have your little house bubble in your neighborhood. You're just, everybody in your neighborhood is one big bubble together. It's a big collective bubble. You're just all in there together. So you all feel it. That's heavy. That's heavy because not everybody is on the same wavelength, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's not all one size fits all. So the oneness is really difficult to feel on the surface of Earth, because there's so many people that are in the third dimension. Their vibration is heavy. For example, with this solar eclipse coming, many people think it's the end times, the end of the world. And other people believe it's a new beginning. There is so much fear being piped in. It's crazy. The amount of states that had declared a state of emergency for the total solar eclipse. And it's interesting because even when you look at the map, you know, people are talking about, oh, it's going through all the Ninevehs and Jonah and all this stuff. When you actually look at the totality, it's close to some of these places. A lot of people are exaggerating and making things that it's not about the eclipse. And then you go to these states declaring states of emergency. Why? There's fear being piped in. A lot of people are talking about the eclipse being a portal. I've heard this on repeat. People have been coming to me saying, this person saying it's a portal, this person saying it's a portal. Well, it's the same thing as you hear downloads. Oh, did you feel that shift? Oh, did you feel that download? I hear this all the time. It's as though portals are just opening everywhere right? And these downloads are just coming from everywhere. And really what's happening is it's more like you're unzipping a file inside of you. It's not a download from outside of you. It's you opening it with inside you. You have it. You have the codes. You carry the codes. And so this idea of portals opening, the sun is a portal. But during the total solar eclipse, the moon's going to move between the earth and the sun. So the moon is going to block the portal of the sun. It's going to give an illusion of the moon being this portal as it's this ring of the sun. So I believe that this total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024, is a mirror. It's a giant mirror. I believe it already started with the lunar eclipse that we experienced March 24th through the 25th. It happened kind of in the overnight hours there. So there was a lunar eclipse. And again, lunar and solar eclipses happen within 2 weeks of each other. So I believe this lunar eclipse opened this giant mirror that the full moon can absolutely be a giant mirror of illumination. And then I believe when it moves in front of the sun for this solar eclipse, it's a mirror that is 100% connected to the portal of you. And I do believe it's connected with your heart space, the magnet, the magneticness of your heart, the essence of you, the desires of you, the sun of you, the fire of you. So I believe that this lunar eclipse and this solar eclipse are just a giant mirror for every single human on planet Earth right now. And if you think this is the end times, that's what you're going to see. If you think this is a new beginning, that's what you're going to feel. And I believe that many of us that are very aware, we are acutely aware of what is happening, and we're incredibly tuned into ourselves, this mind, body, spirit connection, mental, emotional, physical, past, present, future, the holy trinity of self. Those of us that are self-knowing and centered in self, balanced in our self-knowing, I think what we're able to see is this mirroring back of either the year 2020 or last year, 2023, or maybe both for some. So if you look back over the past week or two for you, or maybe this entire year so far, you can see how it's either mirroring your 2020 year or your last year, 2023, or maybe a little of both. It's fascinating. The mirroring of events from last year on planet Earth is staggering, even when it comes to sports. It's truly unbelievable. The mirrored events and the mirrored timing, wow. So I believe that portals can be mirrors as well, reflecting back. So can some people feel like the moon is a portal with a full moon because of the illumination? Is it just a giant mirror portal? Yes, I can feel for that. But is it a gate, a doorway, an entrance? Well, it could be, because it could open a gateway of the mind for you to see the reflection. What is that full moon reflecting back, the illumination? What the mirror reflecting back? What is that open in you? So does it trigger the portal in you? Is it an activator? Yes. Now we're talking. So what is activating that innate knowing, right? So there's activations. How we all activate ourselves. There's so many things that activate us. We go, ah. Oh, yes, it's like an epiphany. So for me, I feel like we have these activating moments that are opening. You know, it's interesting. There's a new Randall Carlson podcast. And I just listened to like the first 5 minutes and I got so excited. I love Randall Carlson. And he talked about how, kind of like me feeling through what I feel about the moon, he's been doing this with the pyramids in Egypt for decades. He's like, the minute I think I'm onto it, I realize, oh no, there's something new I need to look into. And so he wouldn't dare speak of it because he's just not sure for himself. There's so much more there coming forward. And he said something about being onto something and being ready to come forward. And then bam, he wakes up the next day and there's a new perspective and a new knowing he didn't even have the day before. This guy is so brilliant. It's amazing. Randall Carlson. The decades of research and study and knowledge, it's amazing. And here he still is saying, I'm not ready to come forward because I'm not quite sure for myself yet. Because new information is still coming forward. We're still discovering. There's so much more to know. And he's like me. He's fascinated by the crust of the earth. And he's fascinated by the ancient technology. It's past, present, and future. Our ancient technology is our future technology. And so when you talk about the portal of the mind and activations, perspective, there are so many times I've gone to sleep not knowing something and I wake up and what? This exists? This is a possibility? What? Or an open path I didn't see, but now I see. So I believe there's this unzipping of information within us, the opening of the portals within us. When we open, no key needed. So opening portals of wisdom, knowledge, intelligence. Also opening to your intuition and all the psychic abilities. So it's these activations that trigger these portal openings and these unzipping within us. And when you can feel how connected you are and how natural and normal it is to experience activations and knowing and portals and opening the portals. So when we start feeling for it this way, we go, oh yeah, I feel that all the time. But when we take away this idea of it all happening, like we're victims, or it's happening outside of us, right? Or around us, like a portal opens and we miss it. Or that we have to all jump into this Lionsgate 8-8 portal together. So there are portals on the earth. I believe water, I believe a lot of caves, rocks, crystals, the crystals, the portals of knowledge. So if we're talking about portals opening the doorway, the opening, the gate, time and space, where are the portals taking you? Is it just taking you beyond time and space, like zero point? Or is it that activation that opens the portal within? I love to invite people, especially when they are in an environment they don't want to be in. So people that are shifting their reality and creating their wanted life, especially for people if their home life or if they're having to go to a job or a workspace or something that is unwanted. So if they're in an environment, a place and space that they don't want to be in, I invite them to see every doorway, the windows, to acknowledge the portals in those places and spaces and to light those portals up with color. and to imagine as they walk through them or other people walk through them, that they're walking through time and space into something new. You can also see your doorways as portals. And it's fantastic. This rectangle, there's something about the rectangle. You'll have to look into it. The sacred geometry, the rectangle with manifestation. It's fascinating. So doorways, knowing that every time you walk in and out of your door, you're walking into something new. Or maybe you're transmuting and clearing as you walk through that door. Letting go of everything from the past, walking into the new. Another way to see portals as time and space is this idea of quantum jumping. A lot of people like to time hop, quantum jump. And a lot of people will use water for quantum jumping. So what you'll do is have a glass of water and you'll focus on all the things that you don't want or the things that, right from the past, that you don't want to keep playing out, the things you want to let go or transmute, the old ways, the old patterns, the stuff that's unwanted. Or for some people, they'll just feel where they are right there in that moment, whether it's wanted or unwanted, and they drink that glass of water. And then what they do is move to the second glass of water and they pour in their intentions of everything wanted. And as they're drinking the second glass of water, they feel that replenishment and that they are doing this quantum jump from that first glass to the second glass. And so a lot of people program water as well. I do speak into the water. There's so much science behind it. There's a documentary, The Secret of Water. I highly recommend it. I program my water. Water, there's nothing like water in all of its forms. Ice holds the program for life. So when you talk about an ice plunge or an ice bath, talk about a healing portal. Stepping into this portal of breathing, into this ice portal for self, for the body. So I very much feel that ice plunge, ice bath is a portal that you're opening. I also believe that you can open the portal of you through your breath. There's also the portal of you, the gateway of you. I have an entire podcast on the gateway technique. You balance the brain hemispheres, you breathe into your heart begins to pump the blood differently. You open up as the gateway that you are, you become this portal. And that's what makes remote viewing, astral projection possible. Time travel, dimensional travel, time and space. So the portal, the doorway, the gate, the opening. There's also this stargate. So if we talk about wormholes, portal to portal, moving through a wormhole through the universe, time and space, I believe the stargate is where you can kind of move from here to there, not moving through a wormhole. So a stargate is going to be more like, beam me up, Scotty, right? You walk through the stargate. So a stargate is also a portal. But I don't believe a stargate is like a wormhole. And a stargate is absolute travel, physical travel through a stargate. So with a portal, I believe mental, emotional, physical, it can be all those things. With a stargate, I believe it's physical. Just like with a wormhole, it's going to be more physical. But I also think that wormholes can open to energy. So when we're talking about our hands, so if you want to connect with star origin, star family, those past versions of you in different realities, different dimensions, I do believe that you can connect to that energy. Now, when we talk about the quantum energy, quanta is matter. So time and space, the matter of it, the torsion, the fabric, the matter, everything is matterous. Now, the vibration of the matter is a different conversation because that's density. Matter has vibration and density. So if it's a matter of matter, it's quanta, so it's quantum energy, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, and it's biological. So when we put together the quantum mechanics with the quantum physics and can feel for that quantum energy, which is the energy of the matter that is life itself, and it's biological, we can connect to that. And so the portals are matterists. When you're opening for physical travel, that's what the sun is. That's what I feel like with a Stargate. You're physically going to travel somewhere. So when you're opening portals, you're creating that time and space. When you sit down to do a meditation or you have that powerful intention and purpose for something, you can open and create a portal. I open portals as I walk through nature. I open the portal, I step into it, and I go through my hike in through that portal. And then I come right back out of that portal. Entering into meditative time, opening a portal. My husband and I will open a portal between us and then open it around us. So you can open this portal, this gateway, and then create the space within the portal. When you step into collective portals, you're part of that collective energy. So whatever energy is being fed into the collective, you're part of that. And unfortunately, my husband and I have learned collective portals are not something we want to be a part of unless it's physically, right? Like we're physically with other people and we're meditating or manifesting or healing or whatever it is right there with those people. And this is what I do in my live streams. It's the people that are in the chat. And we will open a portal together with those people to manifest what is wanted for everyone individually. It's not a group manifestation. Now, what we do is we do send out healing and manifesting for everyone on planet Earth and beyond, in the galaxy and beyond, in the universe. Whatever is perfect and right for everyone individually. But when you buy in, right, or step into a collective portal with people that you don't know or with others, you don't know what energy is being fed into that. And you're part of that because you've opened to that. And so what my husband and I saw play out is we would join in with 8-8 portal, the Lion's Gate, or whatever these portals were. And then we would kind of be locked in to this manifestation or this portal energy for however long that portal energy is and was. And so we decided years ago that we were going to create our own energy and create our own portals and fill through things for ourselves. And so we fill through the energy way before it happens, eclipse energy, whatever. And I also know that nothing is repeating. So when it comes to this idea of retrogrades, retrogrades are an illusion, and even the creators of a retrograde. So when you go back and you do your research and you get back to the root, the origin of retrogrades, it's all about the illusion. And so the fact that people are a victim to retrograde energy, right, being a victim to, like, it's happening outside of you, or the energy is negative, when really no planets retrograde. They do not retrograde. It's an illusion. No planets move backwards. They don't retrograde. But if you believe they do and you buy into that and you believe in all of that, then that's what you're going to experience. There's no judgment. It's just whatever you believe will be. But can you collectively, can your energy be tied in with portal and collective energy? Absolutely, because there's momentum around that and you've opened to that. So the same thing goes with hypnosis and portals that are open through Hollywood. So a lot of fear around the eclipse right now is ridiculous. I know there's nothing to fear, and I believe that there is a low frequency control of planet Earth, and you can call it whatever you want, but there is a heavy, dark control, a force of control, controlling the money, controlling the time, the freedom, controlling the narrative. And we saw this at play in the year 2020. And so the invitation is freedom right now, freedom of mind, body, and time. You have to think for yourself. You have to believe for yourself. And again, there's a lot of people that believe this is the end times, the end, while other people believe this is a new beginning. And you're going to experience whatever it is that you believe. So the fear that's being piped in, a lot of it, they open these portals through TV, through movies, through social media, through influencers, celebrities. They also pipe it in through the weather. They want humans to fear the weather. They want humans to fear eclipse, a solar eclipse. So who are they? They're this heavy, dark control that is the opposite of freedom. And they pipe fear into everything. So my husband and I, we're not entertained or distracted. We know very well what's going on. And we actually do not watch many movies or TV. We just don't. We're into podcasts and research and educating ourselves and manifesting and creating and doing other things. So we're not really TV and movie watchers. And we know the programming. We know the hypnosis that's happening. And we know the portals that are being opened through thought, that are being piped in through social media, movies, TV. It's incredible. We saw what happened in 2020. I mean, with Elon Musk buying Twitter and bringing it forward through the Twitter files, what was going on? It was all propaganda to not trust yourself. And now we see it. We see what was happening. Now, those of us that are Gen Xers, baby boomers, we lived a life with free speech. We lived a life before the internet. A lot of us knew what was going on. We saw the control. We saw social media being taken over. We saw that the media infiltrated social media. We saw what happened. In the year 2020, oh my goodness, the illusions, unbelievable. But some of us were very aware of what was happening. And now many people are seeing it. And they get it now. But the amount of portals, the amount of hypnosis, the amount of control through the thought, through what you're watching, hearing, listening, it's spread like a toxic, acidic cancer. It's spread. So I know that Disney, I know other producers, directors, people in Hollywood, maybe it's the government. I know that they are creating portals and hypnotizing and creating and seeding fear. And I'm not going to be a part of that. because I'm going to create my own portals and my own knowing. And this is not the time for fear. This is the time to hold the vision and hold the vibration. The trauma, the control, the fear. So here's the reality. If they can pipe in fear, and by they, it's the dark control. If they can pipe in fear around eclipse, around weather, nature, and make you think that you're a victim, and if they can pipe in fear around our sun, that is life force energy, it is creation energy, if something happens with the sun, we will cease to exist. That's just the way it is. If there's no sun, there's no life, because that's what brings the life force energy. And so if they get you fearing the sun, that brings the life force energy. I just found out today that there's Band-Aids that cause cancer. There's a cancer-causing substance in waterproof Band-Aids. It's in quite a few of the brand names of Band-Aids. And when you have an open cut and you put that on there, you're literally putting cancerous stuff on your open wound. It's unbelievable. The false narratives about the sun as well. My healing doctors taught me that if I would go out in the sun every single morning before 10 a.m., so going out in the sun every morning before 10 a.m. for 15, 20 minutes a day, and you might have to start at 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 15, but if you'll be out there for 15, 20 minutes a day in the morning sun before 10 a.m., you won't burn. I'm very fair skinned. I'm a redhead. My eye doctor says I'm like one tick away from being albino. He's fascinated by my skin pigment in my eye, or the pigment in my eyes. And you would think I would burn all the time. I do not burn. Now, if I'm going to be outside for an extended amount of time, I use some really great natural sunscreen that's not cancer causing sunscreen, because a lot of sunscreen is cancer causing. It's unbelievable. Your skin is the largest organ, and your skin just soaks it all up. And so what you put on your body is just as important what you put in your body. But when you have the fear of the sun, that's crazy. I mean, that's a life force energy. So do you need to protect yourself from the sun rays certain times a year, certain times during the day? Absolutely. I just created a video about the solar glasses, the ISO solar glass. We have solar glasses for the solar eclipse. And in the past, we have used welding goggles, and those are not good enough. Sunglasses, welding goggles are not good enough to look at the sun. They need to have the ISO label, and they need to have the certain protection for your eyes to be able to view the eclipse, to be able to view the sun. So you do need to protect yourself. You do need to have knowledge around the sun. But this idea of fearing the sun and fearing solar eclipse, this is fear being piped in. And what's interesting is they're piping it in through the school districts. They're piping it in through the government and the news and the newspapers. And they're saying most of the states that it's based on traffic. And I get that. I mean, think about fireworks displays and people are pulled off on the highways. You know, I get it. If there's going to be a lot of traffic, but to have a natural disaster or an emergency, I forget what it's called. Maybe it is a natural disaster. I'll have to go back at the wordings, but the states have declared this disaster status. And it's not because of the traffic, because if that were the case, then they would declare that during travel seasons, different parts of the world during high travel seasons. So I believe that there is a control, just like in 2020, there is a control, a dark, heavy control that's trying to maintain control. And fear is the way that they do this. Lack, limitation, fight or flight, survival mode, being a victim, feeling like a victim. And so I know that there's weather control, weather manipulation. And cloud cover is a big possibility during this total solar eclipse. And, you know, part of it is they could pipe in clouds. I mean, they create storms all the time. The trails that they're spraying in the skies, that's most of that is weather manipulation. And then the microwave waves up from the south, creating hurricanes. The weather fear, right? Those of you that live in areas where your local weather news channels, it's just so fear. It's weather fear. It's crazy the fear that they pipe in around weather. Now, I live near Tornado Alley. So we just had a major storm system come through where there could have been, we had hail, there could have been tornadoes. So we were aware, we were alert, and we put on our favorite guy from YouTube on the TV. And my husband has some weather apps and radars and things, and we track it ourselves. But we don't turn on local news. We don't turn on news for weather because it's all fear-based. They're not going to give you accurate information. And that's a shame because you need to know, especially with hurricanes and tornadoes. Tornadoes, you don't have much of a warning. So it's a shame all the fear that is piped in through nature and weather and the sun. And I believe it's just this last ditch control. So when you do a parasite cleanse in your body, one of my healing doctors talked about this all the time, and it's actually true. If you've ever done like a parasite cleanse in your body, a detox, right before you feel great, you feel the worst of the worst of the worst. It's like this last hurrah of right before the parasites are done and over, you just feel terrible. And so one of my doctors would call it a healing crisis when you're purging and detoxing and you feel terrible. I mean, terrible. It's right as things are in this healing crisis mode and the parasites are about to be done. It's the very end for them. And you are victorious and they are not. That's what I feel like is happening. There's this parasitic cleanse on planet Earth right now, right? And so that's why everything's coming to the surface right now. And that's what we're experiencing is the heavy control. It's this parasitic holding on, trying to control. And all they can do is pipe in fear. And we already know they've infiltrated media and social media. And so you're going to, at some point, have to filter what's coming in, what you're watching, what you're listening to, because the portal of your mind is open and you're healing and you're manifesting. And that portal is time and space for you. And so I want to invite you to be aware of portals. I want to invite you to be aware of the influence, the outside influence, and what's being piped in through these portals. Again, a TV show, a movie, that's a portal. That screen on your TV, the movie screen, that's a portal. When you take back your power, you create your own portals. And you allow those portals to become wormholes, taking you from here to there. Or you allow that portal to open so you can create what's inside the portal, your time and space, creating what's wanted for you. No longer being a victim to portals, but being the creator and the opener of the portals. And I want to invite you to ask the universe, ask your higher self, ask your guides, ask, what is the portal? What are these portals? Show me more about portals. I want to see them. I want to understand them. I believe that you can open portals with a pen, a pencil. You can open a portal through your art, your creativity. You can open portals through the lyrics, the music, the song, the harmony, the frequency. Music is an absolute portal. So when and where are you opening your own portals? And when and where are you getting sucked into other people's portals? And when you can feel for your bubble, other people's bubbles, you won't get sucked into those collective bubbles and be a part of collective portals. Portals are everywhere. And when you open to the gateway that you are and the gateway that portals are, you can be the creator of that and no longer being the victim. So this solar eclipse, could it be a portal for some? It could. They could step through into something new. Absolutely. Life can be whatever you make it, whatever you create it to be. And I believe this solar eclipse is just a giant mirror. It's showing everybody. And for some people, it's showing them a lot of fear. And for others, it's showing a lot of excitement. So is there a heavy control? Yes, there is. This is why I invite you to hold the vision and hold the vibration. I don't talk about the heaviness because it's unwanted. And there's so many people that focus on that. I want to focus on opening our own portals. I want to focus on being the powerful creators of our life, not being victims. However, it's going to require acute awareness. It's going to require you not being entertained and distracted. It's going to require intention and purpose and focus right now while everything is shifting. You can be a part of co-creating this cooperation of joy and happiness, healing and manifesting. No more survival mode. This purging of what is not freedom. The purging of the control. And so I want to invite you, this total solar eclipse, to open to the mirror before you, to see what you see for you, to open the portal of your mind, tapping in to the magnetic heart, the desires of your heart, the essence of you, so that you can see for yourself. And join me at holding the high vibration for all.